It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is finally brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So like Evan mentioned, we're not going into any big games tonight. There's no Knicks game tonight. There's no Yankee or Met game tonight. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go a little off script, and I'm going to do something that Evan, you know, kind of off-air discussed with me. I figured Yankees-Red Sox was the perfect time because it signaled nostalgia. Mm. So what are the 5 nostalgic places or things I miss the most that no longer exist?
Ah, I like that one.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
This really sparked it because I was watching, you know, Yankee Stadium all weekend. Nobody beats the Wiz. I miss that sign in right field. I miss the store. I miss the Seinfeld references. I miss getting CDs that are impossible to unwrap and nobody beats the Wiz.
Yeah, I miss the Wiz. When did that go away?
Before Circuit City did, but wow. I think after Tower Records did.
Was nobody,
miss all those places.
Was
yeah.
Nobody Beats the Wiz a local kind of place? Like, would you find that outside of the New York area?
Good question.
I don't know if I ever saw it outside. Maybe it was on the corridor somewhere, you know, the Northeast corridor here. But I doubt it. I think it was probably only New York.
Yeah, I think you're right. Nobody Beats the Wiz was located primarily in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. So, yes,
wow.
Local place.
And yet made Seinfeld. Okay, here we go.
Number 4.
Number 4 has an asterisk because there is one at American Dream, which we always highly recommend visiting, but Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Man, was there anything better? Get your wrestling figures, your video games.
Oh, yeah.
You pull into a strip mall and there's a huge Toys R Us. Our kids will never experience that.
I keep thinking of the Toys R Us at Green Acres Mall back where I grew up. That was the jam.
Is there anywhere for kids to do that now?
They go to Target or Walmart, but it's within a store.
No. I'm talking about a store that just has toys. And it's like you spend an hour in there.
No,
I don't think so.
And unfortunately, Sean's answer is right. Like for my kids, Target's exciting because that's where all the toys
are. Target is like, it's a fraction.
I agree.
It's sad.
What Toys R Us was.
Because you get the, can we go to the toys section?
Right.
Not the, oh my God, look at what we're walking into this empire.
But if you think about
it. Mom, just stand at the door because we're going to go through this entire store.
But isn't it better for
all
of us?
We'll be back in an hour.
So while your kids are looking for the clothes or the gifts or the toys, we have other things. We can get food. We can get clothes. We can get electronics.
Evan, if I took you back to 97 and said, you're going to walk out of there with a Donkey Kong video game and a Macho Man wrestling figure,
but
that's a rush.
But it was a rite of passage to be able to go into a toy store by yourself.
Yeah.
And
ride your bike up.
And decide what you... And you weren't buying anything because you didn't have any money. But you would just go through it. And then you'd go home and tell your mom what you wanted.
Was KB Toys very popular? Because that was the other toy store we'd go to. KB Toys.
It was smaller, though. Much smaller.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
That's a good one.
Number three.
The number three nostalgic place or thing I missed that no longer exists. Ramps at Giant Stadium. Think about this.
Ramps?
You easy to get in and out of a game. Chanting
like
Tiki Barber.
The ramps.
Yeah.
How many?
You could see a woman topless. You could see cigarettes. You could see all of it rolling out of a vagina jet game.
That's so true.
Now it's like these stairs. I hate it.
Yeah, I miss the ramps. Yeah. No, they would take forever to get down.
The old Commanders were Washington Stadium. They had
game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Had a brutal one. Because I remember going to a game there once. Rondé was playing. The Bucks were playing in Tampa. Or were in Washington. And so we went to a game. And they gave him seats that were like upper deck.
And you had to walk out like
that?
And
so we walked up it. Forget walk out. Walking up it was brutal.
Wow.
Brutal.
I miss him. I still miss him. All right. Here we go.
Number two.
The Pizza Hut buffet. Now that's a big night out.
The Pizza Hut buffet?
Stop it.
They don't still have that?
No, they have Pizza Huts there. You don't have the Pizza Hut buffet with those old red cups?
No, Sean, I lived at the Pizza Hut buffet.
No, you can't find a Pizza Hut buffet anymore.
What he's saying is that they don't exist.
No. I'm surprised they don't exist because Pizza Hut still exists.
When was the last time you saw a big Pizza Hut buffet with like the glass thing, you know?
This is the problem. I haven't been inside a Pizza Hut really since I moved back to New York. Like when I lived down in D.C., Maryland, I'd go to Pizza Hut almost every other night. Like that was my jam. Yeah. That was my date night.
Well, Pizza Hut still exists, so maybe they'll hear this and bring it back.
It was great. After a Little League game, the team would go out.
That's when we would go.
Yeah.
And that's really gone?
Yeah. Yes. I guess so. I haven't been in a Pizza Hut in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
They don't look like they used to.
You know why we haven't, by the way? The reason we don't
is because we live in the Northeast.
Yes! Once you live in New York, you get real pizza.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to pizza.
Well, we did growing up and we would go to the buffet.
Yeah, you know what? For me, I guess it was my own story. I used to go there when I lived in Maryland. Like, that was my place. I never went when I lived in New York because it was like, why would I go to there? I go to a local pizzeria.
It was cheap and you could have 17 slices for $6. All right, here we go.
Before we finish the list, FAO Schwartz, I believe, is still in the city, Teak, which is a toy store.
Yes.
You don't see them all over the place, but you got to come into the city.
I need a request, by the way, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because I heard something, and I am getting that basically confirmed with a lot of other people.
I heard it, too.
Can you go back?
I heard it, too. He said what he...
Cinco de 5-0 Jets, Giants.
He said Giants
Stadium.
But it sounded like one of the dates on 41st Dates.
Can you pull that audio for us?
Yeah. What did I
say? All right, thank you. You said something while talking about the ramps at Giants Stadium, and I'm pretty sure I heard it. And there are many people in the audience who also heard it. So we need to call it back and play it for you so you can hear what you actually said.
All right, fine, whatever.
Slightly inappropriate, right, Tommy?
Slightly inappropriate.
Slightly.
I would say.
All right. Like, even though it could have been accurate.
Oh, you know what he said.
I could guess.
Okay. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but go ahead.
Number one.
And the number one thing we all miss, Blockbuster. Charm. If they were out of a movie, you weren't watching it. I hate that we could just go to all these apps now and plug it in. There was something on the sandpaper on
your
hands.
You had to work for it.
Yeah, you could pick out the candy when you went.
You had to wait. You had to hope that it was there.
Oh, that 3-day, 5-day rental thing, the best. Mm.
I 100% agree with you.
And nothing worse than going to Blockbuster, wanting a Blockbuster, and it being sold out.
The worst, yeah.
And you had to wait.
Yeah, what do you mean I can't see Rookie of the Year?
There is something worse, because I'll never forget my last ever visit to a Blockbuster. Mm. And I sort of regret that this is how it ended. It's like that relationship shouldn't have ended this way, because I love Blockbuster. Blockbuster was a great place. Everything you said. As a kid, all the memories, renting video games to try them out. Movie.
That was a cool thing.
Yes.
The video game was great.
It was great. But my last incident occurred all the way back, actually not that long ago, which is crazy that Blockbuster was still around, but it happened in 2008, okay?
All right.
It was still Blockbusters in 2008. And I went to a Blockbuster because I was dating somebody. And one of my tests.
Did she work there?
No. No, nothing to do with that. And my wife passed this. It's one of the many reasons why I fell head over heels in love with her. I test girls, so I'm like, oh, pretty good. By showing them the original Planet of the Apes.
Oh, God.
So I go into this Blockbuster, and I say, all right, we're going to get Planet of the Apes, the original. So I go in there, can't find it. Just couldn't find it. So I go to the guy or the kid that works there, and I said, excuse me, I'm looking for Planet of the Apes. They're like, no problem, I got it for you. They hand me the decrepit 2001 version.
Mm.
And I said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not looking for that piece of crap. I'm looking for the original. Can you help me out? And then the guy uttered the famous words I'll never forget. Sorry, sir, we don't have that one. You don't have that one? I blew up on this kid.
Meaning not in stock, or they just didn't have it?
They didn't have it, period.
Wow.
And I said, excuse me, you run a Blockbuster, right? Blockbuster.
That is.
You're telling me. You have the absolute garbage 2001 disgrace Planet of the Apes,
Lincoln? You
don't Ape Lincoln my ass, and you don't have the Charlton Heston original. I lost it on him.
Evan.
Lost it on this poor kid.
That kid didn't deserve it.
He had no idea what you were talking about.
No idea. He was confused.
Yeah. But there became a certain time at Blockbuster where movies got so old that they graduated towards local library territory.
Planet of the Apes?
Planet of the Apes became you need a library card.
Come on.
That's true.
I'm just telling you, that's what happened.
Well, I apologize to that guy, and I apologize to Blockbuster.
Yeah, he lost a job short after that.
That was the last time I ever went into a Blockbuster, but I still have a Blockbuster card. I actually keep it in my home office as a memento.
Good for you, Ev.
You like
good
that one?
Yeah. All right,
thank you, Sean. That was a great Cinco de Five. We're going to find the audio a little bit later on of you saying something very inappropriate during your Cinco. But there are people that want to chime in on your Cinco de Five. So let's hear from them. 888-808-1019. Drew is in Far Rockaway. Hey, Drew.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, Drew?
You know what you forgot? Now, I don't know. I'm 67 years old, so yeah. It might be just me. Sizzlers.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
They're gone, too?
Yeah.
Yes, there's no Sizzlers.
Sizzlers was the joint.
This
oh,
never...
my God, was it not? Oh, Lord have mercy. Have a good day, man.
You as well.
Well, guess what? There are Sizzlers.
Where?
There are no Sizzlers in New York. There are no Sizzlers on the eastern side of the United States. But in California, New Mexico, Arizona, wildly popular.
Hmm.
Not even kidding you. And also...
Wait, so this is a franchise that voluntarily quit the East Coast?
They left us, yeah.
Huh.
I'm looking at a map of all the Sizzlers. That's why.
Screw the Sizzler then.
When
I don't miss you anymore.
When he said that, I'm thinking, yeah, there aren't any Sizzlers here, but is it really gone forever? And it's not.
Mm.
How about Friendly's?
Friendlies are definitely still around.
They're still around, but they're very tough to find.
There's one very close to my house.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.